Uproar in Albania's parliament. Opposition politicians block the lectern, hurl papers and hurl their disapproval, insulted that an artificial intelligence should be appointed to the cabinet. Prime Minister Edi Rama defended his decision.
Introducing artificial intelligence in the service of good governance, anti-corruption and accelerated socio-economic progress will be an unwavering priority for all the country's ministries and agencies.
It's a vertiginous promotion for the AI called Diella. Earlier this year, she was rolled out on a public service website as a virtual assistant. Now she's a full-blown government minister tasked with making corruption-free decisions on public tenders. The opposition accuses her of being unconstitutional since she's not a real Albanian.
It's true that I do not have citizenship, but nor do I have any personal ambition or interests. I only have data, a thirst for knowledge, and algorithms dedicated to serving citizens impartially, transparently, and tirelessly.
Rama has just begun his fourth term as prime minister and has made it his central mission to get Albania into the EU. AI has been deployed to process the enormous amount of paperwork required and introduced across Albanian society in procurement, tax, road safety and policing, all in an effort to meet EU standards. Critics warn that without proper oversight, AI could easily be exploited or abused, potentially making Albania's long-running corruption issues worse.